Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com.
So then I said to him, did he say it? Smeagol. Seal. But you know what's crazy? No. That's what Emma used to call me.
He just got it.
Now is the perfect time to talk about our sponsor for today's show, the most important sponsor, the most important addition that anyone has added to Filthy. More important than Geordie, more important than Steve. Well, not more important than Steve-O. Steve-O's up there. Definitely more important than Geordie, though. And it's NordVPN.
Much more important than Geordie.
NordVPN is the most important resource that a football fan can add to their devices today.
Sports fan.
Sports fan, 100%.
Sports fan.
Yeah.
Fan.
So if you want to watch the Euros on one of the channels you got in this country and you are out away on holiday, you need NordVPN. And while you do it, you also need the safety of NordVPN protecting you and your devices at all times.
Do you know what? I actually need NordVPN.
And we have got an incredible deal, the best deal on the internet for you to get NordVPN. It is at nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. And it's 4 months extra. It's risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Or just use the code filthyfellas on nordvpn.com. You need it in your life. nordvpn.com/filthyfellas.
Hey, are we doing about Euros?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about this squad, so I'm just going to talk about other...
But it's crazy that it's now 4 years on.
Euros was a date late, innit?
A year late,
yeah.
Like Euro 2020 and 2021.
And then the World Cup was in the winter.
And the Olympics.
But there's a new one coming anyway, so...
That's now, innit?
Yeah, it's in France. Paris, France.
I'm trying to go. I want to go see the 100 metres, but then I thought, traveling...
There's no chance. You've got no chance.
Traveling to go see a nine-minute... Race. Nine second race, sorry.
Oh, yeah. What about seeing the French team? The French team's got Thierry Henry as gaffer, and they've picked an interesting side. So I might go.
Wait, we'll talk about France's Olympics team, but I want to talk to Marks quickly about how Joel Embiid is playing for the US basketball team.
Oh, because he's a snake, isn't it? Where was he from?
He's from Cameroon. He went to America at 16.
Oh, my. Serious?
Yeah, give up.
I don't like that, you know.
But do Cameroon have a basketball team?
He was in Cameroon for 16 years. He's been in America for 14 years. 3 more years, he's been longer in America.
So do it in 3 years then.
Fair enough.
Nah, man.
How good's Cameroon's team?
Nah, it's not good.
They're nothing without him.
Oh, so he's played for Cameroon before?
I'm sure he has,
yeah.
He's cold. He's one of the best basketball players in the world. Are you not sure you want to talk about basketball, yeah?
Do you even know who this guy is, by the way?
Yeah.
He was at the Champions League final the other day.
He plays for the 76ers.
Oh, the Champions League final don't even count. I saw Jay-Z there. That's when I gave up.
Jay-Z
Everyone was
at
there.
Champions League final?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't.
Yeah, but Vinny, it's in his best interest. He manages Vinny.
He's Rot Nation?
Mm-hmm.
This is a myth.
Mm. He needs to get a one level or he's just... He's
right, has anyone him. Seen...
I agree. The hair needs to go, but
why you look mad at the dreads?
It's a journey.
Why you look mad at the...
Why?
Wait, sorry. Why are the boldest guys here mad at the dreads?
Because you know what? You know what? It's probably because I think it's disguising that he's in his 50s. And the hair is probably distracting you from the fact that he probably does look like he's in his 50s.
It's like the Egypt dreads as well. It's not like...
Yeah, it's not like clean.
No, you can't talk about hair with
BBC.
No hair.
I could do what I want.
But you've got no hair. So you should leave it to someone like, wow, me.
But if you got single plaits, that's childish.
Maybe. You're bored.
You
That's why no choice. Hair. It's just life.
You can do more of your hair than what you're doing with it.
You can do more of your hair than what you're doing with it. That's
but crazy. You have no choice with your hair.
He said, dream bigger.
Me? When's the last time you went for a trim?
I'm just saying.
Like, see the barbershop experience. It's not yours, is it?
Does your hair, do you cut your hair?
Yeah, have to.
I was going
to
say, he's always had that look.
Yeah. If we didn't grow any longer.
It just came to me. I was like, hold on,
that's like me looking at someone at level one and like.
No, but you could have the Jay-Z.
If I want. Yeah, ask Margs if you can.
Yeah. I can, BBC.
You could have the Stone Cold Steve Austin if you want, Margs. There's no hair.
Do you know what BBC stands for?
Yeah, it doesn't apply to you.
No, I wanted to talk about race in sports, and basketball is important because you know, like, the biggest women's basketball player in the world now is white.
Aren't they?
Caitlin Clark. Yeah.
They're bullying her.
Is that the
one that's getting a mashup? I see her always getting pushed off.
She does.
They hate her.
Why do they hate her, though?
Because she's too good.
Yeah, and she's difficult. Like, yeah. But interestingly, on the men's side, the two best players in the world, allegedly, are white.
But what kind of white?
One is European, Serbian and one is...
And he's always Serbian, Lithuania.
Slovenia.
Yeah, that...
Is he gold,
that Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
Luka.
Yeah.
He's the truth.
Eastern Bloc. How tall are they, though? Are they massive,
he's on a shooting team.
That's the thing. So does that make you better? Because I remember in Space Jam, and there was the short one, but he was mad skillful. Mad skillful.
No, everyone in the NBA is big. Like, people think Steph Curry's not big. Steph Curry's bigger than pretty much everyone here.
It's mad that them man look proper tiny, like, when you're watching them. Like Steph Curry, like Kyrie, giants. They look like they're just little men, and they're my height.
Have you been to a basketball game? Mm-mm. So you know, like, for example, when you're sitting high in the clouds, these guys still look big.
Yeah.
Is that where you sat?
Nah. I have evidence to prove it.
How do you know so much about basketball? What's going on here?
I watch basketball every day.
Do you? You just like sports, innit?
That is so stupid.
What?
What are you watching it on? Eurosport? Like, how do you even watch basketball?
It's on TNT.
I've got American channels as well. ABC, CBS, ESPN.
ABC? You mean NBC?
ABC.
There's ABC as well?
ABC show it.
TNT, obviously.
TNT show it. ESPN.
It's a lot of letters, man.
Inside the NBA.
You know who was short? The small Don in Space Jam.
Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues
was legit small, though, yeah.
He was legit tiny. He's like Jordy's height.
Well, I'm taller than Steph Curry.
Damn.
What? Yo.
5'3".
Nah, that's a
As a basketball player.
That's mad.
That's Chucky business. Chucky couldn't be a basketball player.
Who is the shortest footballer?
Lissandro Martinez.
Nah, Tariq Lamptey's shorter
than him. It's got to be Valbuena.
Do you remember Jose Dominguez? I think he's like 97, 98, I want to say.
Oh, Ethan Yaneri is 165 centimetres. That's only 2 centimetres bigger than...
Ethan Yaneri, but he's, what, 16?
You think he's going to grow? Okay.
I don't know. He might not. He looks grown already. He looks older.
But guys stopped growing at 21, so...
Tariq Lamptey's currently... Ryan Fraser and Tariq Lamptey are both 163 centimetres.
That's crazy.
Ryan Fraser's small.
Pick them up.
You say big them up.
Yeah. But Tariq Lamptey's still taller than Muggsy Bogues.
Everyone should be taller than 5'3".
Everyone.
You're not much taller than 5'3", though.
Who?
Yeah,
I am.
I told you he's going to sit down and wait.
I'm taller than 5'3".
Yeah, he started a war.
I'm asking.
I didn't say you're bored by Triz. Don't be angry with me.
Imagine Jordy was secretly 4'11".
Like, imagine Jordy wasn't even sitting down right now. This was him standing up.
Oh, no. See, this is what I'm saying. You actually have a podcast with Chucky.
You leave my friend alone.
It's my friend too. You're on that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. He's my friend too. I could do that, I think. Is Chucky like short jokes?
He didn't at one point, but then his legs weren't touching the floor of the podcast. So.
He did it at one point.
He's a lot better with him these days.
Yeah.
So how long was he not good with him?
For a short period.
This guy just sits there and says it nonchalantly.
Lippy, don't not laugh.
Are you the shortest here, Lippy?
Lippy tried to not laugh, bro.
Am I the shortest here?
Yeah.
You think I'm shorter than Jordy? Are you taking the...
Oh, Jordy's the shortest?
Yeah, but only just. That's why we look close.
No. No. Don't do that, bro.
Okay, no, he's crying again.
But we had to start this episode talking about a different sport because football's been away. Champions League final happened. Jay-Z was there. Joel Embiid was there. Other than that, there's like no sports going on.
Didn't like it.
Who else was there? Ronaldinho.
I heard Ronaldinho was in Bush.
Yeah, he was.
He's always in Bush.
He's the best, you know. Nah, he's the best. He don't. Bro, that guy tried to travel on a fake passport.
Oh, my God. What's Ronaldinho's hair? What's he got?
He's got long hair.
But he wears a hat all the time.
The hat's always there.
No, the hairline's finished. Definitely a patch. Because he wears like his hairline.
No, he's got the long flowing.
No, but he wears the headband.
The kango stays on. No, I don't know what's happening over
there. It can't be a patch, man.
Gareth Bale's got a patch.
Yeah, but he would have... Oh, Gareth Bale's got a patch.
Gareth Bale's...
That's why he's got long
hair. He structures the...
John Cena's got a patch.
John Cena's got a big patch.
But Rastaman don't really have a patch. I've never seen a... I have. Oh, no.
You've never seen a Rastaman... You were about to say you've never seen a Rastaman with a patch.
Hair's really cool nowadays. Everyone has hair.
Everyone has hair, because a little duck.
Hey, wait.
What about future?
Sorry, wait.
I say future, man.
I just told him Marvin's in his crew. He said, no, Marvin ain't got a choice.
What? Hey, do you know who was BBCC for years?
Who?
Jadakiss.
He was.
Yep. Yeah,
Tupac.
Yeah.
He's an ambassador.
Tupac.
Park. Right. Park me... Tupac.
Jada. Me. Park.
Your company's crazy right now. Danny Mills. Let's put it.
No, not Mills.
Lee Catamol.
Oh, no.
Ross Kemp.
Nah, he ain't.
Grant and Phil.
Bro, you can't be saying bold people. There needs to be bold by choice.
Grant and Phil, EastEnders. Bold by choice for sure.
No.
Maybe Grant. I always used to think Phil was the tougher of the two. And then... Grant started going to like Papua New Guinea.
Sinead O'Connor.
NF guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Skinheads.
Come nice on. Company.
Vote Leave. This is England kind of stuff.
That's your lot. You voted Leave.
Well, boys, it's Euros season. It's the season of the Euros. But you got teams like Scotland this Euros. I always like Scotland at international tournaments, but let's be honest.
Did Wales make it?
Wales did not make it this year, no.
How did Wales not make it to the Euros?
Because they haven't got Bale or Ramsey anymore. Albania have made it.
That's a big nation, you know. Best flag in the world,
if
probably.
If they go through, there's going to be...
Some beautiful women.
There's going to be celebrations.
Albanian gal.
Underrated. Maybe the most underrated on the planet, you know.
Albanian women? Of course.
But look, we're going to be talking about Euros, and we're going to be talking about whether or not we think England can win it, because obviously they're going to have to get through Georgia.
Oh, Kvaratskhelia.
Georgia.
Kvaratskhelia and Mama
the keeper.
It's
a tough nation, you know. It's a nation of tough people.
Of course.
Has to be.
That's the one thing about the Euros. You're going to get some tough boys in there. Like, they're all going to be some.
Margs and Geordie are big England fans.
Let's go. Well done.
I feel like I've seen Lippi celebrate an England goal before.
Yeah, I'm with England now.
Nah, he just celebrates Sterling.
Saka.
Yeah. I went viral screaming in the pub one time.
Really?
Got like 100,000 views on Instagram.
Should be proud.
But before we do that, we're going to introduce the panel from my right to my left. He's been watching all of the Planet of the Apes movies because of Filthy Film Club. I'm going to start that soon. His name's Poet.
What's good, man? Shout out Caesar. Real guy. Shout him out all day. Do you know about Caesar?
Do you know about Cobra?
Cobra is a snake.
Next on the panel, his name is Geordi. He hasn't had Coca-Cola in 2 days and he thinks it's making him sluggish.
When you're addicted to coke, you can't just let it go.
Addicted to what?
Next on the panel, he just dropped a banger of a Let Me Land episode, and he is crossing over into new cultures. His name's Lippy.
Other parts of Africa, other than my own. I ain't even been to my own part. I ain't been to Africa at all.
Neither have I, you know.
Yeah, we need to go.
Was that with Donny who was looking after Kai Sanat?
Yeah.
He was funny.
He's crazy, man. Big United fan. United fan. Yeah, man.
He seems to know a lot about Man United.
He called Osimhen, but he didn't pick up. So
that's
bad. I didn't warn you or anything.
I'm just glad he didn't pick up.
Because
you would have tried to broker a move. So
did you return the favor? Did you like call Central C or something?
Who would you have called? No, who would you?
Yeah, who's the most famous person in your phone book? Honestly.
Probably Steve-O.
I don't see that. No,
Steve-O's picking up as well. He might call you back.
Oh, lips.
What's going on?
Now, 1 second. Let's go FaceTime.
Next on the panel, his name's Savage Dan. He played at Stamford Bridge the other day.
You didn't win.
It was a weird tournament thing. No one even knew who they was playing with.
So no one scored.
But I don't know why.
No nils all around, apparently.
It's weird. Very strange.
Dan, do you remember like playing at a ground was a big thing?
Yeah.
The amount of times I'm seeing games on ground, it's just sort of lost that appeal. I'm glad everyone's getting to play at ground, but it's just...
It has lost the appeal now.
It's lost the appeal
it's
a bit,
doable.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's so doable.
But also, when Miles is playing at the Den...
It was special until Miles
went.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
As soon as Miles done it. Just last week, it was special.
And last but not least, he's brought a present to this show. His name's Margs.
Just receipts. You know, sometimes. You know, you just need receipts.
Can we talk about this? Margs has just brought up his program from the FA Cup final, which just Manchester United won 2-0.
Just proof
it's
I was
great
there.
Evidence. And also, can you now confirm to me that getting to the final is actually not the achievement and winning it is actually the achievement?
No, actually, the whole day in itself, because whether I won or not, I would still have this.
Yeah, but if you got pumped, you wouldn't have brought it with you.
You don't know that.
It doesn't matter now.
It doesn't matter now. Camaraderie, just the whole feeling, just everything. I wouldn't change it for nothing. Listening to the
winning an FA Cup final at Wembley is legit.
Jordy was singing "God Save the King." It was just
wow.
It was just a great day. Wow,
no, Margs, you were definitely singing.
I don't even know why he's lying on me. I know I elbowed you, but just
it is my hope now.
None of us sang it. Everyone around us stood up in that, but he said, bro, you think I'm singing for the king?
Who said that?
Him. Keep it real. Sat down. God Save the Queen, I was with it. She needed all the help she could get.
I think the king's got to prove himself a little.
Yeah, yeah, he has to.
What's he got? But they don't do anything, no?
You've been a prince for too long.
Yeah, facts.
He was an old man prince.
He might be the oldest prince.
Yeah, he was the oldest prince.
The oldest prince when he died,
prince
though.
Prince didn't live that long, no.
Well, he was never young, bro. In my life, I've never seen him young. But look, man, this is proof that United done something.
That's
this
it,
season.
Man. Bring it back to the point,
this
man.
This is all the proof. Because Dan was talking about teams that were playing good, but they can't prove it. Ain't got no proof.
Sure. You had a better season than Arsenal.
And I'm just saying receipts are important, you get me?
So we didn't even say names.
Hey, no, I'm not talking about
there's no name on that bullet.
That just means when we came eighth and won the FA Cup, it's fine now. I'm just saying, I don't even know who had the better season, but what I'm trying to say, Judy, you was there. When Kobe Mainoo scored that goal, I'm not swapping that feeling for nothing you man have done this season. That not a single thing.
My missus asked me yesterday, she goes, I forgot, it was something to do with someone was talking about Porto, and that's probably my biggest moment when we won the Champions League against City. And she was just like, what's the top three? Like, expecting my kids to be in there. Like, and I was like, what? Like, moments.
What did you say?
My family come fourth.
What? Top three?
Top three is...
No particular order.
Porto. I've got the order.
Okay.
Munich?
Number two isn't Munich.
Wow.
It's Barca in the semis.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Torres.
That felt bigger. Yeah. That felt bigger. Like, Munich is third. And obviously my son was born and all of that. But as far as that, I didn't jump around the room when my son was born. So I'm saying, like, I weren't jumping around.
Bro, I left Wembley, went home and watched it again.
Yeah.
It was a good day, man.
Honestly.
Yeah. Want to look at that? Take a look.
I don't know when you started doing this.
Is your manager in there? Mark
started adding a little grunt to the cover.
Ten Hag in now.
Oh, 10 Mark's in there. Come on, he's on the cover.
He has to stay, bro. You can't sack man after lifting a trophy.
I don't know. I support whoever's at the helm. I'm just that kind of fan.
At the what?
I'm happy
can't
to
go
at
bro.
The helm. He can go.
Come on.
We have an issue.
What we got there?
He's the greatest because he's a Jamaican who could pick anywhere in the world to live, and that man picked Manchester.
He doesn't live in Manchester,
bro.
He might as well.
Yours. Did he find that 12 mil that left his account?
That's a good question.
Good luck to him on it.
Probably in Manchester.
He's looking at money. Bro, he spent that in yours.
Japan aren't at the Euros, but I believe they are in the Copa America.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. Wait, what? Sorry?
I think it's, what's the one that we're in? Is it the Gold Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always invite someone. Mm.
Who did we invite this time? Turkey?
I think Japan was there.
I think Japan might have been the last one.
I think Japan was the last. It's the same as the... What other cup? The other day it was a RAN one time as well, and I think they won it.
The guests can't win.
But the Euros can't invite countries from outside of Europe. It's already too big. It's already got Albania in it.
Who would you pick?
Australia, just so they get wrapped.
Oh, then Congo.
Ooh. No. You don't want to see that, man.
Why not? Congo v France would be a great game.
I heard Wan-Bissaka's looking over there now, you know. He finally realised England's probably not going to work.
But I heard they said
finally,
no.
Finally, yeah.
I heard Congo said no, though.
Congo said no. You think Congo going to say no to Wan-Bissaka?
He's gonna be
we're obsessed with not talking wing. About Europe right now. We
are let's go back.
Babylon. Albania are managed by Silvino.
Shout out Silvino.
That's my team for the Euros.
Very clever move that. Very clever move that.
Austria. I don't know if you guys have looked at the Austria squad, managed by Ralf Rangnick. The great Ralf Rangnick.
Serious?
Yeah.
Who's in this team?
Sabitzer. They got Marcel Sabitzer. They got.
They got the Lehmer, you.
They got
Lehmer.
Alaba, obviously.
You went to Austria. I remember you went to Austria. You had to go through there. Oh, you went to Vienna, didn't
no,
you?
No, I went to Vienna via Slovakia.
Yeah, because you missed your flight.
I missed my flight. Yeah. My missus wanted breakfast. So I said, no, we're having breakfast. Watched the plane take off. She cried. I had to fly Slovakia.
And you went from where was it? Stansted to Gatwick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whipped the Uber driver. Like. I don't know how I made it. But that Slovakia airport is actually like, as if, just suppose like putting a flipping airport in Westfield. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm. It's proper nice.
Like, the best airport I've ever seen. Austria could win this tournament.
What? I'm looking at this.
How?
Team. How?
I don't know, man.
Because of the airport.
It's the city of spies.
Yeah, that facts, place. Facts, facts, facts.
They can find a way. If they get the right info, you're done.
Arnautovic is investigating.
One of my favourite strikers, by the way.
He's a bit of a cult hero, Marko Arnautovic.
I like him. He's the closest thing we've got to like Ibrahimovic in recent years.
He was going to come to United and the fans wrote a letter.
Do you remember when Belgium were like,
good.
Ooh, they could win best whatever tournament. They could win this, they could win this, they could win this. This year, Jan Vertonghen's still there.
This is shocking.
What did you do? Don Denka.
But they got Trossard, Lukaku, Doku.
There's still some good players in there.
Yuri Tielemans.
Does the other Hazard still play for them? Was he just there when
Thorgan
the other
Hazard's gone? Yeah.
Thorgan.
Thorgan. He was at Chelsea, wasn't he?
He went everywhere Hazard went.
Yeah.
His brother.
Yeah, he's just like a sponsor.
Lukaku's brother.
Jordan Lukaku.
Yeah.
Most brothers.
Was he a left back?
Most brothers in football are, there's one meaty brother, but he gets carried.
Yeah.
The last two I can remember that were actually decent were Michael and Brian Laudrup.
Yeah.
Well, like, both
of them were like super close.
No, Naki Williams and his brother are cold for Atletico.
Fabio and Raphael.
Both meaty.
No.
Nah, they weren't. They were all right.
The best brothers in football.
Who's the best brothers in football? It has to be Michael and Brian Laudrup.
What about the Benders?
The what?
The Sven Bender and the other Bender.
Do you remember Benders? The other Bender's name?
Nah. Lars Bender.
The Willocks? Willocks are both good.
The Torres? Torres will be close.
Torres is probably it.
I think the Laudrups are better than the Torres, though.
No way.
Michael Laudrup and Brian were good, though.
Torres.
But Yaya Torre was crazy.
Yaya Nkolo.
You don't say Nkolo like that. It's Yaya. Like, it's,
what do you mean? You hear the chant?
Kolo's got a lot of titles.
You hear the chant? You hear the chant? Kolo's an invincible. What are you saying, you know?
Didn't Kolo even go get FA Cup at Leicester?
It's like he was assistant then.
So he did, though.
So he got it. So even after his career, he's still achieving. Come on, man.
Michael and Brian are better as a pair than Kolo and Yaya.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they are.
It's a good point, though, but I don't think
so. As a pair, like, when you talk about equal ability, yeah, they are.
I don't know who Brian is.
You don't know who Brian Laudrup is?
He's one of them at Chelsea.
I think I know Michael.
He flopped at Chelsea, though.
I think I only know Michael because he managed Swansea.
Swansea, yeah. Bad manager.
I'll be honest with you, look.
Brian was only good at, what I remember, Rangers. So I'm going for the Yaya and Kolo because they were in the Prem.
I'll be honest with you, they're not better than Gary and Phil.
Who?
The Torres.
Shut up. You're the best. He's the best. He's the best.
Steve-o.
Tell the truth. Yaya and Kolo or Gary and Phil. Think about it.
Oh, brothers. Who's the best brothers?
Yeah. Think about it.
Oh,
Phil and Gary, right?
What?
Thank you.
Yaya and Kolo.
Stop.
What's going on? Please. The best brothers.
Hang about. Because Yaya done it for 3 seasons. Kolo done it for, you know what I'm saying? Like,
come on.
That man done it for 20 years.
Need a serious man like Steve-O. Let him
that's
land.
Wrong.
That is not true.
What?
Yaya at Barca, Yaya at City.
Yaya done 2 years at Barca.
Right, how many years?
Two at City. Two good years.
Gary Neville done 13 years at the top.
Not at the top.
Yeah, man.
Colo Torre won a league with Arsenal in 02 and 04 and at Man City in like 2012.
Four good years.
Who, Colo?
Two at City. I'm on about at the peak. Their man peaked forever.
They didn't peak
forever.
Yeah,
but Phil lets you down.
No, Phil had a good League Cup run.
At Everton.
You know, Phil, they moved him to the like DM position at one point.
He was, yeah, and he was unbelievable. Tottenham was going to sign him.
He was great
at
against
Everton,
Arsenal.
Everton, he was unbelievable. Tottenham were going to sign him.
Hey, what about Michael and Brian Laudrup?
Huh? Nah, the brothers can't compete with them two. Them two are goats.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're the goats, yeah?
Torre.
I don't.
No.
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm saying Michael and Brian.
The Laudrup are the best brothers.
Yeah.
What about the De Boers?
Oh.
See, I knew. If they're from the 90s, they're the best. The De Boers were rubbish.
No, they weren't rubbish. They weren't rubbish. Don't have that. They weren't rubbish.
They were. Frank De Boer.
Frank De Boer is part of one of the best times. He plays that pass to Bergkamp.
Frank De Boer was a good ball playing centre back that couldn't really defend. Ronald De Boer was a decent right winger. He just played in a great Holland team.
All right, Steve, the Benders.
Who?
What about the Benders?
The Bellinghams.
The Bellinghams.
Oh, Job's going Palace.
Bellingham's up there.
That's a good move.
They could end up there. What about the Inzaghis?
No. But they're not good, though.
Nah.
Obviously, Filippo.
Oh, my gosh, the Inzaghi brothers.
Well, good managers, though.
Cannavaros.
Decent manager. Paolo was terrible.
Hey, the Inzaghi brothers.
What about the Baggios?
Oh.
They weren't brothers.
What?
Nah.
What, Dino?
And Roberto.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Oh, my God. No, sorry.
Go on, say it.
I was going to say, no, I don't want to do it.
Do it.
The Ferdinands.
Oh,
what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Why didn't you want to do it?
Yeah, Rio does a lot of heavy lifting.
What about the Wright Phillipses?
Yes, Bradley is a legend in America. Shout out, Bradley is my brother.
Top goal scorer in MLS history.
Come on, bro.
That's an accolade.
Record goal scorer.
You look like no ball, man.
You ain't even talked about Sean.
He's played for the Twins.
The Murphys.
Norwich and that.
Murphys, yeah.
No, the other ones.
Don't talk about the Olsons.
The Olsons.
Oh, the Norwegian.
Oh.
The Olsen twins. Yeah. There's two more.
About the Willies.
Olsen twins.
The who?
No, he's got me.
The Willies.
Sorry, got
that's
me.
Crazy.
How did he get you with that?
Huh?
What about the Willies?
Introducing to the panel, by the way, Kansas City Chiefs' own Stephen the Madman.
Yes.
Steve, I saw the security at Sellers Park put something in your hand and say, hold this for me and walk off.
Oh my God. Ross. What was that about?
You told me.
Do you want to hear the story with that though? This is the story. And I don't mind killing myself for this one, yeah? I walked out, yeah? Got mobbed, yeah? Mob. Had to go back in. I said, you know what?
Who did they think you were?
Idris.
Blade. So we had to go back in.
Blade.
I said, let's go back out, yeah?
Idris
Elba. Who else? Come on.
Who's got a gap in their teeth? Seal.
So then I said to him, what did he say? Smeagol.
Seal.
But you know what's crazy? No. That's what Emma used to call me.
He just got it.
It's a good thing you don't mind killing yourself.
All right, I'm ready. Sorry,
go on, Steve-O. Let's go.
Wow.
Steve-O, the madman, the gap.
Yep. Bat.
Quick little snap.
What's happened?
Go on, Steve-O, you're at the game.
Oh, no, it's killed me. He's dead in me, ain't you? You can't really come back from getting kissed by a rose and that.
Sorry, man. Yeah? It's a great song, man.
To be my solitary brother and that. You get me?
That's a bad song.
Nah, I'll carry on. I'm playing. Emma used to call me that. That's why I was triggering. But what's it? So I've gone in. I've said to Casey, right, we're going to go back out. Film me, yeah? So she could capture it. But when I've gone back out, the geezers made me hold the thing in it and done what he said. Yeah, so it was embarrassing. No one, when I went back out, come up to me. Yeah, not one person.
The security guard put two hot dogs in your hand. Steve, yeah. Hold this for me. Because yeah. He needs to go stop a fight.
Yeah, there was a fight started. I swear to God.
Steve was just stood there.
No joke. He's not lying. Yeah, so I've come, but I had to build that. I've come out thinking I'm going to get it. Some woman saying, oh, hey, you effing this and that. He goes, you see me look. He goes, yo, can you hold these, please? He gives me two hot dogs. But this is all there and I'm on the camera. Just looking, yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's mad, isn't it?
Surely they're too old now, Croatia.
That was a good segue.
They've been old for a long time.
Yeah.
They just need to bring back Mandzukic.
Mandzukic, you know? Overhead kicks and that.
Is Rakitic still there?
Yeah. Rakitic is not there. Perisic is still there.
Oh.
Brozovic is there. Obviously, I wonder if Gvardiol's going to play left back or centre back.
Ooh.
He should play centre back.
Got to play centre back.
Yeah. Well, that team's still sick. Good.
Still got some play. Dujay Kolesar. I like Dujay.
That's the dark horse this year.
Croatia.
They always are, though.
Because if I remember rightly, their goalkeeper, again, was someone that was young, but was coming, or was that not Croatia?
Actually closer.
Was he a youngster?
Now they've got Livakovic, Ivusic, and Labrovic.
What is interesting? You might have to call Vuj.
Yeah, but they're a bit old, aren't they? A bit old.
Good.
Czech Republic, though, they've changed their name.
Czechia.
What?
To what?
To what? To
Czechia.
What?
Czechia.
How are you spelling that?
Tigo.
I think it's Czechia, I believe.
Hey, boys. You don't know ball challenge.
Go.
Jordy. Oh, yeah? Because he wants to always give it to people, yeah?
Margs, you seeing this? He's getting his revenge for
Name me two countries that have previously changed their name.
Wow, great one. I bet you don't know the answer to this.
Germany.
What? Oh.
Kind of, not really, though.
No, they just merged. They merged East and West Germany.
Yeah, it's still Germany.
J. Cole's from West Germany. I'm schoolboy Q.
It's all schoolboy Q, yeah. Mad.
Slovakia?
Well, yeah, no.
They split.
That's just
changed
that's different thing.
Montenegro.
I'm talking about, oh.
No. They split.
Not splitting.
Serbia and Montenegro, they were two countries and they split.
That's one. That's his answer.
That's it.
You're done. So who's doing it? Who is it then? If it's not any of those countries you just said.
Wales.
What?
Wales.
They're now called Kimru.
That's what I was about to say. Everyone's gone back to their original form.
Turkey.
What's England?
Yeah, shut up, man.
Angleterre.
No, thank
that's
you.
That's French. That's Londinium. That's
Angleterre's French. Go on. Go stand by it.
Dad, killed me, brother. No, but it's like...
Anglo.
Thank you.
Anglo.
What's Anglo?
Anglo. Thank you.
What is? Londania.
Londinium. Londania. Some wrestling thing.
Isn't it? Who was Jamaica then?
Yard. Imagine that was on the tummy. Crazy. Yard.
The Czech Republic have obviously got, they got like Kufau.
Done, Judy, by the way.
Well done
to you as well.
Well, you both got it wrong. You asked the question you got.
And Leclerc, whatever. Allow it.
What was the last good Euros?
I think...
probably like 96.
I think the recent one, Patrick Schick.
In 2021, when the Euros was replayed, famously, we were at Box Park. Famously, something happened. And famously, somebody cried. Allegedly.
Oh, I was with you.
Christian Eriksen is back.
Oh, poet cried. Gosh.
Did I? I wasn't even there.
Poet cried. Facts.
I poured out a Maggie, man.
I was in Central London.
Well, you must have called me crying.
No. Margs, I was with women. There's no reason for me to call you. I was in Central London doing my thing. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I was with women. That's
and
cold.
Whilst you was in Box Park thinking about me, this stinks.
No, we spoke. How was I know you was crying?
No, we didn't speak.
Okay.
You didn't phone me.
How was I know you was crying?
I just knew. I'm not even trying to take the... but I just knew he was going to be okay.
That's good.
I thought it was done, man. I poured the liquor out in the park. I was in Queen's Park, man.
Poet thought he was dead.
All right, one sec. Hang about. Right, I'm getting the stuff. I'm piecing it together now because I wasn't there, obviously, yeah? So what happened with my man happened when you lot was watching doing a game, yeah? And Poet cried.
That's what he wanted.
So now Steve-O's on me because of the Czech thing. No problem.
But you know, Denmark have actually got some players though. Like their defenders, you're talking about Joakim Andersen.
Good player.
Andreas Christensen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Janet Vestergaard. That's free. If you're playing three at the back, that's pretty good centre-backs.
They used to be decent as well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they won it.
They used to be decent. They won it. they were class. Didn't win it. Okay. All right.
Is this one still upset about this?
Yeah. All right.
They got semis and they had top goal scorer. Okay. How can you have a tight NFL talk? No, so whatever it is.
Medium, you know?
Tight, bro. What's going on?
How can you have a tight?
No, whatever, no, man. Mark, it should be baggy, bro.
That smile at me, you know? That means I've been got.
But they've actually got a decent squad, Denmark. I think they, I'm not saying they're going to win it or whatever, but like Christian Norgaard, Yusuf Poulsen, Kasper Dolberg, and they got Rasmus Højlund up front.
Højlund might get golden boot.
Hold on, who, Højlund? You know what's crazy? You're still keeping up with this rubbish.
If Norway was in there, and I know they're not, it's a big if, we would look at their players and how they're doing around Europe and say, oh, Norway, just like we're doing with Denmark. Like, I don't know as a team if Denmark, like, they've got, like, you know what I mean?
They're rallying behind Christian Eriksen, though.
They was the last one. Will they do it again this time?
Hope so.
Well, he's going to play again. Bad omen.
But the England team.
Now we're talking, man.
When you look at the England team.
Guns out.
Does it not look like they're like top three favourites?
Yeah, of course
they
so.
Always are.
No, they're not.
They have been for the last three tournaments.
Easily, like, easily. Got Quanta,
man. And they were class.
Hey, Quanta, cancer.
Huh?
Whoa.
You've had a bit too much of the
record. What is that one?
What's the name of your juice, by the way? Hooch. Have you named it?
It's Filthy Juice.
No. Nah. 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 Nah.
Nah.
Give me more. Nah. Give me more. He said, give me more.
Where was I?
Quanza.
Quanza. Yeah, nah, can we, I think that's fair play to him, man.
I think he's going to go to the tournament.
I don't think so, but just for him, because when he first started, it was a bit, ooh. A bit when he made a couple, yeah, very shaky. Now you're looking at him, you're like, ooh. He could go on to be a...
It's just a different ooh. Yeah. You know, I was thinking, if Erik ten Hag stays the manager of Man United, and apparently he won't find out till next week, Rashford's going to come back off his holiday with an up, no? He's cost him a Euro place.
Who thinks Rashford's staying at United?
He's got to look in the mirror, man.
I think Rashford's gone. I was about to say that.
He's got to look in the mirror.
He's
coming to Arsenal,
but I think he'll go PSG.
Who, Rashford?
No, they're going to sign up away from Napoli.
Kvaratskhelia.
That's been like widely reported. So Rashford's not going PSG. Where is he going? He's going to stay in Manny.
It would never go Arsenal.
No,
why?
Wages. They wouldn't mess up their. They wouldn't mess up their wage structure like that.
Arsenal could pay them wages now. You know.
Chat to them, man. We got bread, man. Come
it's
on.
It's not about being able to afford it. You put Rashford there on 300 something a week. What does Saliba need? What does Odegaard need? What does Saka need? Like, it messes up your structure.
Mark, he doesn't necessarily need to go there on 300.
You ain't going to take a hit if you don't need to. You just signed that. What do you mean?
There are some trophy winners in this England team. Obviously, Jude Bellingham's just won a load of trophies.
Kobbie Mainoo,
who's just won. Luke Shaw's just won. Jack Grealish, Phil Foden, John Stones.
Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
This is a bad
side. There's some trophies. It's a good momentum, you would think.
Saka?
Yeah, we're not now.
Oh.
I don't know, man. This England team, on paper, it's
probably
legit.
It probably should win it.
It's scary, bro.
It's legit.
But do you know what's going to happen?
France.
Football games aren't won on paper.
Are they not?
No.
What are they won on?
It's life. It's real life. Real body movements. And it's just something.
That's like, not even a lie, but it's the way you put it together was mad. Yeah, it was too true. Real body movements.
We've never seen England win anything.
Yeah, but we've watched them do semi-finals,
not
finals.
True. Not true, poet.
I think they'll do...
You hear what he said?
What?
You've never seen England win anything. Go, tell him.
We haven't.
Tell him, poet.
What? I've forgotten now. My man's gone blank.
Steve-O, tell him.
66, obviously.
No.
Oh, you know what? Letonwa, 97.
Letonwa.
Come on. Ian Wright scored in it.
It was like the Confederations Cup.
Wait, Letonwa.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant like Tornwa, like a torn black person.
Torn noir. Yeah, like the torn noir.
Yeah, the torn
that
black.
That sounds like a good film.
From a guy that's won
you re-upped?
The Conference Cup.
You got to re-up on it.
You're moving.
It actually means something.
Well, Letonwa.
Letonwa.
No, it does. What?
In the long run.
The tournament.
It's a tournament, bro. You can only win things you're in. Like, everyone keeps knocking tournaments.
They made the tournament because the World Cup was happening in France. So they just done a celebration the year before.
That's what Confederations Cup is, though.
Yeah.
Have we ever cared about those things?
I've never heard about it until today.
I don't know, boys. I just remember 1997 celebrating that. You know?
Yeah, but that's because you was year 11.
Did you celebrate? You're right.
Year 11. The France squad, though, Didier Deschamps, who's the original white Frenchman.
The number
who
one.
Who said that?
Number one white French person.
He's the one that springs to mind.
Didier Deschamps. That is one of the...
More than Laurent Blanc.
That's it.
Ooh, oh, we done this, yeah.
Them two there, they can start a war.
What about their goalkeeper? They got Mike Maignan or Brice Samba or Alphonse Areola.
But they're all black.
Mike Maignan, Milan want Ramsdale. Where's Maignan going?
Really? I thought Ramsdale was going Newcastle.
Or maybe Newcastle.
Really? Mate, you see Pope, am I the only one that thinks he's unbelievable?
Unbelievable strong.
Okay. I went too mad. He just can't kick. Forget. He's kicking look. But he's stopping and everything else is like, whoa.
Nah, he's a good keeper. He's definitely a good keeper.
The Pope went mad.
Nick Pope.
No, Pope.
And Mike Maignan, going back to the French squad, like, because you remember I did scout him a few years back and I said he's a good keeper and... But
they won the league, bro.
Do you remember it? Didn't it?
I missed it.
Nah. We were talking about the real Pope.
They've got good defenders, I would say, France. Yeah. It's an important part of it. They have got a serious defence.
Oh, yeah. Is Varane going?
No. No way. No. He's at the games with his
Konate,
kid.
Saliba, Koundé, Upamecano. It's good centre-back options.
No, so Kimpembe. So they're starting centre-back because Saliba don't start.
Saliba's number one. Man said, might get us. He's the number one
Deschamps
centre-back.
Deschamps ain't even playing him. Deschamps ain't even having him.
Saliba's the one. You see the centre-backs that I'm seeing there, he is number one. Konate, Koundé, Upamecano.
Upamecano and Konate.
Hey, no one can't say that name. They just say Amapiano.
Upamecano is not Amapiano. I'm a piano.
I think they'll drop Konate.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, they have to, man.
They have to.
No disrespect to him. He's good. He's got their fair play. He deserves it.
What about Jules Koundé?
Fullbacks-wise, though, Ferland Mendy, Theo Hernandez, Benjamin Pavard, Jonathan Klaus. It's good, but I don't know if I love the fullback options. It's good,
no,
though.
Theo Hernandez is good, man.
The brother Hernandez brothers.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about them. Wow. PSG AC. They're good.
We forgot about the Pogba brothers as well.
Their midfield options are obviously pretty strong. Warren Zaire, Emery.
Baller.
Tchouameni. Aurelien Tchouameni. Camavinga.
Emre, if he's in your starting team, that's not good enough, by the way.
Nah,
there's players above him.
All right, cool. Well, they've also got a guy up front called Olivier Giroud.
Not scared of it.
No, he's going to MLS this summer.
Yeah, I'm not scared of it, man. I'm sorry, you lot, but you're looking at this French team and it's screaming at names on paper. But you actually watch some of these dudes.
Nah, put Dembele on one side and Mbappe on the other side. Come on, man.
That's too much, bro.
Yeah. Who are you talking about? Which one? What players are you...
No.
Turam won the league this year.
Them two.
Turam or Mwani up front with those two either side.
The eye test on that one. He's good, but he doesn't scream
England.
Who
are you talking about?
Turam.
Oh, nah, yeah. He's big and powerful, but he ain't... He's not clinical.
Nah.
He doesn't look... I can't figure out if he's a left wing or a striker.
I'd rather Giroud than him up top.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, you know who they've left behind to send to the Olympics is Mateta.
What's the midfield, lads? Do we know what formation they play?
Diamond.
4-3-3. It's always going to be 4-3-3.
They'll play. So what's their midfield then? Camavinga, Griezmann. I think they will play a diamond, you know.
Kante.
It'll be Mbappe.
You know Rabiot starts, you know?
Yeah, I see Rabiot start as well. I see Griezmann the furthest forward in midfield.
They've got options. They're just France.
It's a good squad to pick from.
France.
You look at that squad. You've got different formations you can play. There's loads of different options in there, and all the players are at big clubs, winning
they
stuff.
They usually self like.
Are they better than England on paper?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. That's
11. Yeah,
cause
11.
Because of the centre backs.
100%.
11 for 11.
Because of the defense. Midfield as well.
England's midfield is very good on paper.
Camavinga, Tchouameni.
But Rice is cold. Foden, Bellingham.
Nice. I love this.
Michael Olise, not in the France squad, but is in the Olympic squad. If you're Gareth Southgate, why are you not just phoning him being like, come on, man, I've heard your accent. Just come play for England.
Yeah, talk to me.
He's weird, bro. Yeah. But Cole Palmer might make it mad, though.
Still.
Cole Palmer, Saka. I think Olise could play other places, but does he get played in other places?
I said, I know he's right wing and he's amazing, but he can play anywhere and he probably ends up going inside later on.
Who?
Olise.
I don't think he's going to... You don't force that, yeah. Just, no, I don't think he's going to come play for England.
No, he's not.
Yeah. You don't think he goes in the middle later?
No, I just don't think he plays in the middle.
I
think he's too effective on the right. Not that he can't, but I just think he's just going to master there.
Just play with someone that you can interchange with, innit? And just pick up the spaces as and when they're coming.
Georgia are managed by Willy Sanyol.
No way.
I think he might be racist, allegedly.
Okay. Yeah. Not that class.
Who, Willy Sanyo?
Willy Sanyo, I believe.
He's a good player, though. He might definitely be managing Georgia. To
he might definitely
the,
be
to apply for Georgia coach. You're trying to duck the man.
Well, I think Mamadishvili is a great goalkeeper. I told Margs about him a couple of years ago, and then he ended up signing him on Football Manager.
Sold him after one season.
That's a cold name, Mamadishvili.
Yeah.
Progression are not good enough.
And obviously they got Kvaratskhelia, but who knows what Georgia are on. Germany now, they did a poll. There was a poll done by a television network in Germany asking 1,000 random fans whether or not they'd like less black players.
What?
I believe 21% in Germany.
Okay.
And I believe it was 21% of the respondents said yes, they'd like fewer black players in the Germany team.
That's good numbers.
Honestly, I'm with you.
If it was 80 said, I'm like, whoa.
Do you lot think England's higher or lower?
Ooh, like lower, man.
Higher.
Without sounding ignorant here, the other day there was a Tommy Robinson thing, right? Yeah. And the geezer
How
I played
was
with, I didn't, I don't know, mate. How was it, Julie?
Marks.
Julie, was it? You asking Skinhead? How was it? But my geezer I played football with, was there standing on the top.
Black geezer.
No, like white guy. I love him to bits. But he's messy.
He's racist.
Huh?
He's racist.
What do you do in that situation?
I don't think so. But he.
Me personally, I'm smacking him up. I'm smacking my Bridget.
Who's Germany's best black player? Is it Rudiger?
It's Rudiger.
Is it Tarr? Is it Musiala? Or is it
Sane?
Sane.
And Gnabry,
it's Musiala, bro.
Gnabry didn't make it. No.
Wow. It's Rudiger.
Musiala's feet is in.
The guy is a mentality monster. He's one of the most important players in any team he plays for.
Do you reckon you could get in his head, Dan? You get in a lot of players' heads, no?
I got in his head before the Champions League final, and he battered De Bruyne and sent him off with a face with a broken nose.
So. How much do you think it rattled Germany fans that when he won the Champions League, he was shouting Sierra Leone?
I see all the Argentinians do it, the Brazilians do it when they're winning Champions Leagues and stuff. They move their. Give him my job.
Yeah, but he plays for Germany.
Oh, yeah.
But Germany's team is good, boys. Germany's team is good. Neuer or Ter Stegen in goal. Rudiger Tarr. Robin Koch, by the way. I'm not sure about that one.
That's not as pronounced either.
I'm going to say it how I'm saying it.
Anyone still use that word? Do you still Koch?
I'm going to bring that back, you know, because that's natural. The way you said that was...
Koching.
I
think we should bring back Chung. I like Chung.
But what for what, though? Because people get Chung, didn't they?
Get Chung.
You're Chung a lot
Gela
of the time.
Chung,
and Gela Chung.
Buff. I brought back Buff.
Essex boy, innit?
Shut up.
I'm mashed, mate.
You're from Essex,
man. I'm mashed, mate.
I'm off my box.
That is your
mate.
Friend at the Tommy Robinson.
No, he is. I'll tell him his name, man.
I'm at my nut.
The midfield options, you're talking about Musiala, Cruz, Gundogan, Kimmich, Pascal Gross.
Remember when you laughed at Gross in the draft?
Yeah. Who laughed at him? I did. Not me, brother.
And Florian Wirtz, obviously.
Is that Pascal Gross that when I picked him, everyone laughed?
Everyone picked Pascal now.
Yeah, I know, innit?
I did
though. Can I go on this one? Here we go. Right.
Kai Havertz is there as well.
Come on, boys, did you see my tweet about generational talent?
No. Tell us. Yeah. I saw that.
Would you what? So, T,
go on, frame it.
The guy framed it.
Who's the guy?
He said it wrong. Yeah, you disagree with it, right? So he was saying
a basketball player by the name of.
I don't know his name.
He just rubs out everyone.
Guys, we need to learn.
He's in the barbershop. One of them ones, right? And he's saying generational talent. The reason I say it is because I thought Mario Wirtz is a. I would call Florian. Him a generational. Florian, sorry, is a generational talent.
From Leverkusen.
Yeah. I think that, right? But this guy explained it like generational talents are people that come into the game and you're like, you can't do that. You can't teach
that.
But
then
like,
he said Steph Curry's not, so it doesn't. No one can do what Steph Curry does.
Is he a generation?
Steph Curry and tell me that you can do what anyone can do.
It's once a generation, isn't it?
It's a bit of a stinky take, but I don't kind of get where I'm coming from.
No, but why he said it wrong? Because he said
Because he mentioned Curry.
Because he mentioned that Wemby.
Shaq.
He said basically you have to be a physical freak. That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
He's saying you need to be like something that we've never seen. But that ain't generational. No. That's like one of one.
Because Messi is not
exactly
a freak.
But I think he got to that. He got to that.
But anyway,
right?
Kai Havertz, Nicholas Fulkrug up front. I'm not gonna lie.
He's a forward, man.
Yeah,
proper. Like he's cold.
He's quality.
Yeah.
He's a problem. The whole Real Madrid knew they had that. Cold. I don't know about Rudiger, man. I'm thinking about it now. That striker was an issue. And Rudiger wasn't he on Fingibob's side as well? Wasn't he on Adeyemi's side? I would go Musiala's Germany's best player now. Musiala.
Best black player.
Depends what half we're talking about. Ain't Cruz like only like 35?
He's young.
34, yeah.
If he wins that tournament, I'm bugging up.
Told you lot he was retiring. Everyone in the comments was like, what's Tigo talking about? Doesn't know what he's talking about. You lot let him get away with this.
You need to stop reading comments, man.
But Hungary, they got Szoboszlai.
Baller.
Other than that, they got Callum Stiles. He plays for Barnsley.
They got Kirkus.
I like their keeper.
Callum Stiles, you know.
Italy are managed by Luciano Spalletti, who obviously was Napoli manager when they were good. Yeah. Then he left and then Napoli became terrible. Now one of the 10th. Worst defences of a title ever.
And they hired Conte now.
And they've got Conte for next season. But Italy's team's got some players in it, you know.
If we're talking about bringing it back, when I put Donnarumma as my choice for keeper, yeah. I think he's done all right since.
No, he hasn't.
No, he has not.
He definitely hasn't.
No, he has not.
We did it in front of PSG fans who were like, please get rid of Donnarumma.
And they looked like they wanted to kill me. I watched PSG after that and I was like, I hear them.
But they got Jorginho, obviously, Di Lorenzo.
Bastoni.
DeMarco at left back.
Yeah.
Good player.
Chiesa. Yeah. They got players. El Shaarawy's got
and
they brought back El Shaarawy.
Gianluca Scamacca.
He's had a little season. Scamacca's been decent.
Told you had it.
Year,
yes, he is. Yes, he
and
has.
Scalvini can't be in the squad. He just got an ACL in it.
Jorginho.
Yesterday.
He's a baller.
Yeah, Scalvini's done.
He's done, innit?
Mm. What was the name of the Italian striker West Ham had before who did that stupid penalty?
Zaza.
Simone Zaza.
Wow.
West Ham need to stop buying Italian strikers.
Yes. Yeah, we can't buy it.
No, well, Canio. He started a generation. He was cold.
Yeah, but just let the heroin hit. Don't chase it after that.
Well, we got Zola after that. No, we didn't. We had him as a manager.
That boy, there's a country that's always overrated going into tournaments called Holland. They're managed by Ronald Koeman.
Oh, but
they've got some players, though.
They went into this good.
They've got some players.
Are they the most disappointing
ever
nation ever?
Yeah. That is
in
so
the last 30
in
years.
Football or just yeah. in like...
That is so rude.
Nation.
England's probably the most disappointing nation outside of football.
Whoa. I love England, man.
Whoa.
See, what's a whoa about that?
I don't love England.
Holland, though, they've got players. They've obviously got Van Dijk there. De Vrij or De Vrij.
Frimpong.
Don't know what he's... Yeah, Frimpong.
Winkhorst.
Koop Miners, Baller.
Yeah.
Simmons.
Winkhorst has made the squad and Memphis is there.
Hey, can I say something? There's a couple of players here that can literally, like you're thinking, right? Gakpo. Could go there, make a name for himself.
Well,
yeah?
Anyone could do that.
Marlon, but there's not a lot of people on the cusp. These people are on the cusp. Like Marlon's had a good couple of seasons. They call him the Ronaldo, or whatever, Dutch Ronaldo or something like that.
BBCC.
But he goes to a good tournament. It cements what he's been doing in the league.
Donny Marlon, he's growing it back probably soon.
Stephen Bergwijn, he's done well at...
He's done well at thing.
He's their captain
no
now.
No one's done well at Ajax.
Mate, the second half of the season...
No, they weren't that good.
They was bottom of the league team. Where are they now?
They had a good second half of the season.
They weren't that good though.
Whether or not they climbed up, that's because of the competition they're playing against.
Good.
They weren't that good.
He was good. I've been watching. He's been good. He's on the cusp.
Xavi Simons is good.
Xavi Simons again. He could go there, make a name for himself. I think Frankie De Jong.
Mm-hmm.
Even De Ligt. If De Ligt goes away, he has a great tournament. We like okay.
There are some names there, but let's be honest, it's not for real.
Frankie De Jong, I forgot about him. Baller.
Akai, cement yourself. These all can go and cement
themselves. De Jong's a baller. And Xavi Simons has apparently gone on a third loan, so he has to show something.
He's still a PSG player.
Yeah, going on a third loan. This is stupid. Now.
Poland are there. They got Kiwior.
No, Matty Cash.
Badnarek.
No, Matty Cash.
No, he didn't make it.
Kua, your Arsenal guy's there, though.
Of course, quality.
Milic. Portugal, though,
yes.
They're coached by Roberto Martinez, so they can't win it.
Is Ronaldo going?
Ronaldo is in the squad, yes.
Then they could win it. They could win it all.
They've got a squad. They've got a squad. Antonio Silva and Ruben Diaz. Pepe's going. Cancelo.
João Neves.
Mate, I'm building narratives here, man.
All right, they got some quality.
Rafa Leao, go away and do sank.
Bad boy. Jalv Neves is an absolute bad boy. Like, absolute.
Wait, if Leao doesn't do nothing in this tournament, I'm giving up on him, lad.
He's good, but it's like he ain't going to make the move that will... So say he was to go to a team like Arsenal, Liverpool even, and go and win stuff. He's just... I don't even think he's capable of wanting to do that, bro.
Nah,
why'd you say that?
Probably because he raps...
Memphis Leao.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got, yeah, he's like a Memphis.
The thing is, if we signed Rafael Leao, I would never want to sign Rafael Leao and then say, you have to be the person to take us through the promised land. You bring him into a good team, but he's crazy. He's proper
definitely
good.
Better than Martinelli.
Does that exist these days?
What's that? Players?
Yeah, that player there.
I think Man City had a few of them. I wouldn't give...
It's a sub.
I wouldn't give Bernardo Silva full responsibility and say lead our team, but I would put him in for someone else. 100%
I would put Bernardo Silva. I would give Bernardo Silva the keys to everything.
I wouldn't. I saw him without Kevin De Bruyne. Yeah,
I wouldn't either.
If Rafa Leao comes back with Grealish numbers, Rafa Leao's in Saudi next year.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Because his job is goals and assists. But Bruno Fernandes, João Palhinha, Nuno Mendes, Diogo Jota, Portugal, to me, should win it. But Roberto Martinez is the manager, so they can't.
But they got no killers for me. Ronaldo, but there's no one that I'm like, he's definitely scoring.
I like Ramos. He's there. Yeah, he's there.
He's not like, do you know what I'm saying, my bro?
They've always had nines for me, man.
Yeah, they have.
Always. Yeah, Pauleta.
Well, we're not having Ramos. I think he's a good player. Really good.
Potentially good. Jota's probably going to be injured.
Romania are in the squad in the tournament, and that's all we need to know about that.
Good team.
Scotland have made it.
Oh, McTominay, top goal scorer of the tournament.
Yeah, we've got... Is he? Che Adams is going to play in an international tournament. That's class. Lawrence Shankland hasn't been dropped from the squad yet, so there's a good chance he's going to make it.
What a
Shankland.
Name.
Shankland. Lyndon Dykes.
John McGinn. I think Lyndon Dykes got injured the other day, you know.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
They've got a player in Saudi called Jack Hendry.
Yes.
Yeah, man, let them win.
I like Ben Doak. Doc from Liverpool.
Yeah, he's good.
He's young. He's only probably 16.
Midfielder.
17, max.
I think John McGinn is... vindicated me very well, man.
Yeah, he has. He's performed for you. It's true.
I swear to God.
Yeah. Serbia in the Euros again. Dusan Tadic is back at the tournament.
I asked Vuj, can they win? He said nope.
Dorada Petrovic in goal for Chelsea, but I don't think he starts for Serbia.
Your boy again, Mitrovic.
Milinkovic, oh, yeah, Savic, and Mitrovic. So again, Saudi are represented. Vlahovic is going to be there.
He probably starts.
Kostic, the one that West Ham is going to sign, the winger.
Slovakia, you want to hear something about Slovakia?
Go on.
Their manager also manages Napoli.
What do you mean?
In Football Manager, you know when you take an international job and you get to keep both of them.
It's hard. You have to quit sometimes.
Yeah, I hate it.
See, are you joking?
No.
He needs a break, man.
Yeah, but what kind of owner allows that?
Desperate.
But it's the Milan Skriniar show at Slovakia, as it usually is. Slovenia have made it. Obviously, they got Jan Oblak. So it's going to be hard to score.
They're
going to
concede a goal.
They're not going to concede.
We got our boy Sesko.
Come on, I like that talk. 45
and
they
got Benjamin Sesko.
I hope we don't get him. I want Isak.
But it's the Spain squad.
Yeah,
it's rubbish. It's not rubbish. It's very underwhelming.
Don't you think Spain took a hit with like Barca becoming a bit? And then, because you know how Real are, they'll just go and get everyone else.
But like, Spain, they don't do have what they've done at the other tournament.
Barca had the Spanish core, and it's like when they had that.
The next gen's there.
Yeah, they got a new core coming, bro.
But their midfield is always Barcelona's zone, but the midfield is good still.
They're going to do
still
what they've done at all the other tournements. He's not going to be talking about them, and they're going to bop everyone off the pitch.
Switzerland are managed by Murat Yakin. Anyone remember Murat Yakin?
Striker, number 10.
He was at Basel and his brother,
Hakan Yakin.
I'm thinking of Hakan.
But yeah, Switzerland are there. They've got Granit Xhaka, obviously. He's just come off winning a couple of trophies.
They got Mbolo.
Mbolo's a failed wonder kid.
Jadon Shaqiri plays for Chicago Fire FC.
Yeah, doing bits as well. Doing bits. He's a hero there, bro.
Turkey's managed by Vincenzo Montella.
Wow.
Yes, them left foot legends.
Nutcase.
But yeah, they've got some good young players. I don't think this is their tournament, but they've got obviously
Arda
Güler,
Keenan Yildiz,
Okan Kocu is a good player.
Who's the boy at Juventus they've got? What's his name again?
Yildiz, Keenan Yildiz.
He looks crazy. Yildiz.
But they're one to watch because there's actually players worth watching in that Turkey team, but they've changed the spelling of their name, so everyone must remember that.
What's the player as well that you liked from, I think he was at Feyenoord and he went to Portugal? Kocu. Yeah, I watched him play.
What was he, the two, when they get two dots above a U?
umlaut.
What's that for?
It's just a different language. It's a different alphabet. I can't speak to it.
It's pronunciation.
Ukraine are managed by Sergei Rebrov.
Oh. Fun fact, made my debut against him.
That is a fun fact.
Fun fact.
Serious.
Him and Les Ferdinand.
Lock him up.
Is Russia in there?
Locked him up.
Serious.
Chat to them, man.
Too much pace for him.
Rebrov. Champions League player, you know?
I know.
Come on, my brother.
There's some good players in the Turkey team, though. Lunin in goal. They've got Yarmolenko, who's at Dynamo Kiev now, which I didn't know. Obviously, they've got Mykolenko at Everton. Zabani at Bournemouth is actually sick.
Zabani, I think he might get a big move. The centre back. I just bought him. Zabani's
truth.
21. Zabani's a top boy.
Mudrik might go mad, you know? He might go mad.
Who, Mudrik?
He might go mad.
Oh my God, he might be on a belting where he's like a different man for his country.
I'm hearing, Dan, have you heard this? He's the most loveliest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Have you met him? I want him to do well. I want him to do well.
Dan, have you actually heard that?
No.
He must be.
I've heard he's a lovely kid, man. I've so I want him to do well,
I'd imagine he's a lovely kid.
Yeah. Well, no, you're looking at him. You wouldn't think.
No, I would. That. Blonde, comb back.
Puppet, who's going to be the final and who's going to win it?
If the route allows it, because I don't know what the route is.
No, it's true. Just tell me who's going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to go for France, man.
Safe choice. Steve-O?
England.
Wow.
Do it like your song.
England. Is that my song? I don't remember.
No, that's come on, England.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, England.
I just said Vindaloo. Come on, England.
Jordy, who's winning
it? I'm going to go England too.
That's good though.
Lippy, who you got winning it?
France.
France, yes.
France, England final. Heartbreak. That's
what I want England to win it though.
I want England to win it. But I think it's going to be a France, England fight and then Mbappe is just going to go mad.
Savage Dan.
I'm going a dark horse, Croatia.
Margs, what are you saying?
I'm saying England.
I'm going to go Germany.
21% black players.
No, 21% vote against black players.
Probably be around that as well.
But the Euros is coming, man. I'm starting to get charged up. Remember, you need to get NordVPN with nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. Subscribe to the channel if you have not. Thank you for coming.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.